I'm going to be honest. I love Stoop Stories. I've been coming for years, and a friend of mine inspired me recently, Rebecca, because she told her story last month. And I live right around the corner from here. And when I found out they were having the event, I was like, okay, yes. And then I got here, and I thought the format was that everyone would already had their story, and I was just going to go and watch. And so I was totally like, saved from that, like, little, oh, just enter your story. I'm like, oh, phew, I don't have to do that. Everyone else is gonna. And then I'm like, wait, I gotta do it as soon as I heard the format. So here I am. And my story is about taking calculated risks. So here I am taking a calculated risk. I like to take calculated risks. I like to take adventure. I like to travel. I like to time travel. I've been on heroes' journeys. I've, taken deep plant medicines almost in the jungle. I have done weird things like, challenge myself to swim across the Pretty Boy Reservoir, shh, like from one side to the other and back. So I like to travel and create adventures. I like to go for 25-mile hikes just to say that I did by myself. And all of these journeys are often by myself, right? And so then I took a journey that wasn't by myself. And I took that journey that I'm sorry, your name was Robert? No. I took that journey where I decided I was going to get married and have children and be happy. Okay, so this is where things start to change with the whole calculated risk and adventure thing. And by the way, I missed like 10 different adventures I was going to say up here, but I forgot them all because I'm nervous and sweaty. But anyway, so I decided to take that journey, and I did the thing, and I got married, and I had children, and I wasn't really that happy. So it took me some time to realize this. I changed and I grew, and I kind of invited my partner along, but there was this whole dance that we weren't traveling together in the right direction. And so, then I got divorced, and then I had another journey shortly after that where I fell, madly in love, and realized that that journey was about some deep internal struggle and things I had to work out through my childhood journey. I had to go way, way back to resolve that heartbreak. And so here I am, and I decided, I'm a single mom and I have these kids, and that's a journey in itself, right? Total journey. I thought that like changing diapers was bad, but like I have a 10 and a 13-year-old and they call me bruh, Like there's a problem with this. So And I'm just like learning all the slang too. Like the other day, they told me I have riz. Like, what the hell does riz mean? I guess it's apparently a good thing, They told me there's different types. Like, you're kind of nerdy, cool. And then there's like riz, you're like hot, cool, So, anyway, so it's a real journey. And I'm hanging out with my kids, trying to do the single mom thing, trying to like recover in the heartbreak thing. And my younger son, he's super inspiring. And he is my anxious kid. He does not like surprise. He does not like adventure. He does not like travel. He wants to know everything that's going on, what he's eating the next day, where we are going, who's going to be there. Like he needs to know all the details, like down to the time. Like, mom, you're 1 minute late. I'm a really late person, okay? Most of us adventurers and journeyers are. So anyway, that's a big problem, but I'm his mom. He came through me, and he just has to deal with it. So we're journeying together, and one day, it's about 6 weeks before his 10th birthday, which is a big journey. And I'm like real sentimental. I cry. I'm sensitive, right? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, he's going into double digits. He's never going to be there again. And he comes to me one day and he's like, mom, for my birthday, I thought he would just want a birthday party. And he said, I want to go on a backpacking trip. And I was like, oh. So one of the journeys that I had never done, one of those calculated risks, I like drove across the country. I did cooler things than what I said, but again, like, nerves. So anyway, so he comes to me and he asked about this backpacking trip, and it was really cool because one of the things I never did before I had kids was go on a solo backpacking trip. Now, I did kayak the Assateague by myself and spent an overnight and got like eaten from head to toe. So maybe that counts. But But I still hadn't like done a full-on in the woods backpacking trip. I have like this childlike fear of like the dark and all that stuff. And there's probably like legitimate reasons to be nervous about that too. But anyway, and so I was real excited. I was like, all right, like we're going to do this, you know? And I was thinking about the exhaustion of planning, especially for this child, that I knew I was going to really have to get everything right. And part of the adventure in me is that I'm like a very spontaneous, open to the detour, like open to the surprise. I'm that whole annoying, like it's the journey, you know, it's like the process, it's not the destination. So, but he is the destination. Like he's going to want to know, like we covered the 15.357 miles, we did the 2.1 on the Appalachian Trail, we stayed in the AT shelter, you know, we caught fish in the stream. We didn't catch fish in the stream. So anyway, I plan it out. I'm really proud of myself. I'm like, I'm doing this thing. And, you know, calculating the risks, calculating how long they can each go, how heavy the bags are going to be. We're going to bring our dog so I'm safe, you know. And so we get there and, you know, we're real excited. It's pouring rain. So, you know, we don't have the backpack covers. I didn't work at REI yet then. And so I was like, oh, shit, I don't have the right things. I'm not prepared. And so this son of mine is like, Mom, he's like, you have those plastic garbage bags in the back that you always put all your Goodwill clothes that, you know, when you do that every month. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I take a lot of journeys to Goodwill. Okay, so I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. So, you know, we throw the garbage bags over our packs, and now we're ready to go. And so we hike down to the valley. We get there, by the way, 2 hours late, because again, I'm a late person. And we get there about 2 hours late. It's dark. We're hiking back. We're hiking back and forth. My older son, who I haven't talked about as much, he's like usually pretty calm until he can't handle it anymore. And then he loses it. And he is starting to lose it. And he's like, Mom, it's getting dark. We're down in this valley. It's like no one's having fun anymore. And it's pitch dark. I'm envisioning we're going to get murdered, you know, and like my dog's deaf, so she really is kind of useless. I love her. But anyway, so I'm just like trying to keep it cool, calculated risks. I got this, you know, single mom, I got this. And so we do find a spot, but it is pitch dark. We've got headlamps on. I'm scared, but they don't know that. I pitch a tent. I don't know where I'm pitching it, but it's like next to some running water. I know that's a good thing. By the way, like I have done backpacking in groups before, so I'm like, you know, a little smarter than you think. So we get it all set up and we unroll the mats, and my son's sleeping pad is deflated because I didn't check beforehand, you know. So again, novice, beginner, maybe mistake, or at least novice mistake with kids. So I give them my mat, and you know, a lot of great memories, a lot of interesting things were said in the tent that I was like, oh wow, that's right, this is what it's a mom to be a mom of an almost 10-year-old and 12-year-old, right? And some things like I can't even share because they'd be really embarrassed. So anyway, we do that, we wake up, we make it, and the next day we're confident, we're hiking along, and we make like a real big mistake. We didn't cross the river, it was really poorly marked, and so we are hiking like 2 miles out of the way, and we still haven't even gotten to the elevation point. So we miss our spot, and luckily, and by the way, we hadn't seen anyway. The first night saw no one 4 miles, and remember, it was like 4+ miles as we went back and forth along the stream, missing our spot. So the second day, we also keep going and going and going, and then luckily, there was this like group of like jolly hikers. They were like from some religious organization. They were super excited and super happy, and I'm like, oh my God, thank God! I knew that they would understand if I was like, thank God you're here to save me. So they were like, oh, you missed your turn. It's back there. So crisis averted, calculated risk. So we cross the river and then we start hiking up. This is the second day. It's a 3-day trip. Don't worry. You don't have to think about it yet. So cool. So the second day we start to hike up and I am exhausted. And I realize I pull out the map halfway through that I didn't really calculate the elevation correctly. And I was like, oh, we can do this. It's Shenandoah, by the way. I'm like, we can get this upper crust ridge, like no problem. I've been to Shenandoah many times before. And well, I had miscalculated the elevation by about 3,000 feet because I had just looked at the height of the mountain, not realizing that we went all the way down into a valley. And the next day we went all the way back up. And by the way, on the third day we went down and then back up a rock scramble. So this was like, I don't even remember the calculations. My super Rain Man son would be able to tell you the distance or the elevation, but it was, you know, well over. It's like close to 4,000 feet, I want to say, over 15 miles. So, you know, the second night, no big deal. We find the AT shelter. My son is pumped, and that's the day when we meet the psycho camper. So we met a psycho camper. I don't know if he was on mushrooms. I don't know if he had just come back from the war and he was really stressed out. And I don't know if he was just delirious from like through hiking the AT probably 30 miles that day. But when my deaf dog turned the corner from the shelter, this man freaked out. It was actually pretty sad and pretty scary. He was cursing. I mean, he made like that Rage Against the Machine song, you know, where they say the F-bomb like maybe 50 times. I have a 10 and a 13-year-old that are obsessed with that. But anyway, the song with the most F-bombs ever, this guy freaks out. I had never seen such a thing. And intuitively, I just knew something was off. And I knew it wouldn't be safe to stay there. It felt irrational, but this was a calculated risk that was different. I wasn't just responsible for myself, and something wasn't right. And my younger son cried so hard, but we packed the whole thing up because it was his goal to camp in a shelter on the AT. We packed everything up with him crying. The sun is setting, and we hiked 2 miles straight up the hill, and it's pitch black. It's a lunar eclipse that night, and we just throw our tent like on this switchback, like going like this, just because we had to. You know, no rain fly. There was a bear that night that my dog didn't hear, because she's deaf, but I heard, and I was like, rah! When I heard it, and then my dog gets up, and I saw it, you know, so we had all of the risks, right? Next morning, we woke up, it was very gentle, we did a rock scramble, we illegally brought my dog up it, you know, I didn't get arrested, but anyway, so we finished the trip, and, you know, I realized at the end of the trip, we sang happy birthday, did all the happy things. My older son wouldn't eat any of the food because it was disgusting, and he was starving and famished, but, you know, it was on him. So I realized that trip and adventure was, you know, it was for my son and his birthday, but it was also about me realizing that I could still take these adventures. They would maybe look a little different, but you know what? Like, every single journey is going to have risks. It doesn't matter. So you get married, right? And maybe you're happy, maybe you're not. I know I'm borrowing themes here. But, you know, every journey has risks, and it's the human, you know, endeavor to just take them. So I hope you all journey on. Thank you.